The Fatima Center presents Faith, Salvation, and Humility, a five-day Lenten mission directed by Father Michael Rodriguez. The opening sermon for the fifth and final day. Be meek and humble of heart.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us begin by praying. My Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that Thou art truly present in the Blessed Sacrament. I adore Thee as my Lord and my God. I believe that in Holy Communion, I receive Thy sacred body and Thy precious blood. My faith in Thy real presence in the Holy Eucharist is firmly founded on Thy Word, O Eternal Truth. Jesus, my Savior and my God, Thou art infinitely good, and out of love for me, Thou art ever present in the Holy Sacrament of the altar. I love Thee above all things, and with my whole heart, I desire to receive Thee worthily in Holy Communion, to love Thee more and more, and to serve Thee better. Come to me and strengthen me, so that I may never be separated from Thee on earth, and that I may live with Thee forever in heaven. Amen. I present you with a summary of the teaching of St. John Eudes on the virtue of humility. Jesus most emphatically and insistently recommended the virtue of humility to us in these divine and lovable words of his, St. Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, quote, "Learn of me, because I am meek and humble of heart," close quote. Humility is the virtue which St. Paul says is the most characteristic of Christ. It is the proper and specific virtue of Christians, without which it is impossible to be a true Christian. A soul without humility is a soul without virtue. There are two kinds of humility, namely humility of mind and humility of heart. When the two are united, they make up the perfection of Christian humility. Humility of mind, humility of heart. With regard to humility of mind, humility of mind is a profound knowledge of what we really are in the sight of God. Not as we appear in the esteem and deceptive judgments of men, nor as we appear in the vanity and presumption of our own opinion. Humility of mind shows you your wretchedness and unworthiness. As men, we are nothing but dust, corruption, and nothingness. As children of Adam, we were born in original sin, enemies of God, subjects of the devil, and powerless to do any good or avoid any evil by our own virtue. This is who we are. Insofar as we are sinners, we carry about within ourselves a devil and an antichrist, which is our own will, pride, and self-love. Considering these truths, how can one have a high opinion of himself, or think that he is important, or possesses any merit? Every day ask our Lord to root these truths deeply in your soul. Yes, as a child of God and a member of Christ, if you are in the state of grace, you possess an infinitely rich and precious treasure. But this comes purely from God's love and mercy, without merit on your part. Humility of heart. Humility of heart consists in loving your lowliness and insignificance. You should not complain about anyone, remembering that since you have in yourself the source of all evil, you deserve all kinds of condemnation and harsh treatment. You should seek to be despised and humiliated. And this for two reasons. One, every kind of scorn and contempt is merely your due, and others would be justified in persecuting you and trampling you underfoot. And number two, you ought to base your life on the example of Jesus Christ and find all your joy in the things which He chose to give glory to His Father, namely, the contempt and humiliation with which His whole life was filled. Humility of heart is a matter not only of loving humiliations, but of detesting all greatness and vanity. True humility of heart consists in being humble as Christ was humble on earth. This means to be horrified by any spirit of fame or vanity, to love contempt and obscurity, to choose always in all things whatever is more cheapening and humiliating, and to be ready to be humbled, even to the point to which Jesus Christ was humbled in His incarnation, His life, passion, and death. Listening to this teaching of St. John Eudes, there's no question that in order to practice humility of mind and humility of heart, we need great faith. We can't base ourselves on our senses, on what makes us feel good, on what's more comfortable. It is a great act of faith to practice humility. And when we practice this humility, truly, this is one of the great helps for us to be able to grow in faith. St. John Eudes teaches us to pray as follows. I give myself to Thee, my Lord Jesus, that I may enter into Thy spirit of humility. I wish to spend all the days of my life with Thee in this holy virtue. I call down upon myself the power of Thy spirit of humility in order to annihilate my pride and bind me close to Thee in humility. I offer up to Thee all the opportunities for humility that shall present themselves in my life. Remember particularly this part of the prayer of St. John Eudes. Every single one of us, there are many opportunities in our life where we're called to practice the virtue of humility, where we feel humiliated or scorned or rejected or persecuted or ignored. Remember what St. John Eudes prays. I offer up to Thee all the opportunities for humility that shall present themselves in my life. I renounce myself and all things which may prevent me from sharing in the grace of Thy humility. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love Thee. I ask pardon of Thee for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love Thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. This presentation has been brought to you by the Fatima Center.
please include the Fatima Center among those apostolates to whom you send a portion of your monthly tithe. Regular monthly donors are vital for our continuing operation. Visit our website, fatima.org, or call us at 1-800-263-8160. Thank you, and may God reward you. Immaculate Heart of Mary, be our salvation.